You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. My next guests are here from the Alaska Design Forum. Welcome board members Christine Carpenter. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
And Julia Folan. Hi, Julia.
Hi.
So, Christine, let's dive right in. Starting with you, you're the Juno Chair of the Board of the Alaska Design Forum, and you've been involved with them a long time. Tell me what the last year and a half or so has been like for the group.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a rough road. For people that know us, you know that we bring in artists or designers, really, and sometimes artists from all over the world to fly in, and they do lectures in our three main cities, which are Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juno. And that obviously couldn't happen in the last year. So we've been really doing a lot of rethinking, and it's been kind of nice actually at a board level to try to figure out like, oh, you know, maybe we could do something new and something a little bit different and something more and something interesting. And so we've been doing a lot of Zoom lectures with our guests that we had already booked out. And so we started 2021 with a new platform, doing some Zoom lectures. And then we have this program that we're going to talk about today called Match My Design that we've been doing.
Julia, how about yourself? How did you become involved with the Alaska Design Forum, and what would you add to what Christine just said?
I have been volunteering with them for years. I've been showing around a lot of the guests when they're up here in Anchorage, and they've stayed at my Airbnb. So I've been kind of pretty involved with the guests, and I've gone to the lectures for a long time. I think they play an important role for design in our three cities and for the state as a whole, which has sort of been interesting in this last year and a half, because then people outside of Juneau, Fairbanks, and Anchorage have been able to watch the lectures. And our design challenge is pretty easy to participate in statewide, which I think is really incredible. It has the potential to kind of join the state together.
Well, I've always been and am always continuously impressed by the innovations that I get introduced to through the Alaska Design Forum. So I'm not surprised that you guys are back strong with this new project. Let's talk about Match by Design. Julia, let's start with you this time. Do you want to tell us all about it?
Sure. The Alaska Design Forum has a long history of doing design challenges. The extra challenge of this year was to find something that dealt with the season, the lecture season, which is the role of play. And also we wanted to come up with something that could live on beyond other seasons. And so Match by Design is, it's essentially a matching card game where you can look for two matched images. And we are going to curate a game with submissions from around the state. So then you'll have a card game that can live on, and it's, you know, you play it literally, so it acts as a literal role of play, but it also has the potential to kind of connect people from around the state and showcase the talent of our community.
How else did the role of play shape up your lecture season and everything else that you guys have been working on this year?
Well, it's been an extra challenge a little bit with a Zoom role of play. But Christine, do you want to take this one? You were here at the beginning.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, I think we started last year serendipitously. Our theme was called Revised Utopias, which felt, you know, we came up with a theme long before any of us knew that COVID was going to be even an issue. Or that we could even dream that there would be a world pandemic. And so it felt really applicable last year as we were exploring what like a new world looks like moving forward. But it was kind of a heavy theme, and we all kind of rejoined together, and we really liked the idea about doing something that was more fun, more lighthearted. Another member of the board and I had read this article saying that teeny bopper, like lighthearted sitcoms were at the height of like in like 50 years. Like that's what everybody was gravitating towards because they didn't want to be listening to something that was so heavy in their off time. I mean, the world was already heavy enough. So this was something that was supposed to be kind of fun and lighthearted. And we've had one lecture so far this year with Roseanne Bosch, who's in, I'm going to forget where she's from. Julia, do you remember?
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen, yeah. And she designs, it was a really great lecture. She designs schools and educational places, but she incorporates design into them. So, or incorporates play, excuse me, into her designs. And that was a really fascinating lecture. And we got a lot of really good feedback from people about how, you know, that it felt good. So we're excited about our theme this year and also incorporating this card game into it as a way to encourage people to continue to play in their designs.
That's great. Well, I'm really excited to see what people come up with for Match by Design. Can you tell me a little bit more about the parameters of what an artist who might be thinking about submitting should be aware of?
Sure. So we are asking people to, I mean, it was kind of really open-ended. The final product is going to be a 2¾-inch, right? 2¾ or 2¼-inch squares. So your artwork has to fit on that somehow, but really you could do anything you want. You could make a sculpture if you want. You could do some painting and scan it in. We also have pamphlets that are around town here in Juneau that have templates for people so they can have an idea about how big that is. You can find them at all. I dropped them all off yesterday at the Juneau Public Libraries. So you can do whatever you want. You could scan it in. You could do it digitally. You could take some photographs. I think we'd be open to some ideas of some photographs. But the whole idea is that it's going to be represented on a card, the back of a card. And we really want it to be representative of what play means to you. That can be open-ended for sure. And as long, you know, we are really looking forward to seeing what play means to Alaskans. Especially now, it's summertime. I always think of play as like hitting the trails and running around town. And submissions are due by July 30th. You can send us, mail us submissions. You can email us submissions. I think that's about it, right, Julia?
Yeah, and anyone can, any individual or group can submit up to 10, which I think is really fun. It's almost in a way easier to do 10 than one. You can kind of do like a series or an iteration of what a play means to you in Alaska, which is more playful, and you have a better chance of getting your images selected.
And you'll select 50 images that will become the cards for this matching game, like a memory game, which I just think sounds amazing. So what happens after the deadline? When will winners be announced? And then when can I see the game? You know, when will it be available to the public?
We're going to announce the winners and have the cards available to the public for our Anchorage Design Week, which is October 1st through 9th in Anchorage. And we will have pickup places in all three cities at that time and mail out any other cards during that time.
Yeah, and we're also going to do a virtual gallery, right, Julia, with all of the images as well. That'll be available. You know, you can see it wherever you are. You could send it to your mom if you're selected and send it to your mom in New York if you wanted.
Yeah, we're going to actually show all the submissions. Everybody who submits will be in a virtual gallery during Design Week. So I think that'll be really fun to see what people have submitted across the state.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for telling me all about the Match by Design game. And if there's any artists out there listening, have your submissions in by July 30th and best of luck. Again, I'm really looking forward to seeing how it all turns out and seeing what images get selected for the game. But in the meantime, what else is going on for the Alaska Design Forum? What's coming up next for you apart from Match by Design?
So we have our lecture series that will be starting back up in the fall, and we have a couple of, I think we have 3 or 4 lecturers lined up. Currently, we're all going to do them over Zoom, but that may or may not change. And there'll be I think we're going to try to do an in-person party at the end of the year. We'll see how that goes, depending on COVID case counts and whatnot. So we're still here. We're still doing stuff. We're, keep your eyes on your emails and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. And we're still here and still the same Alaska Design Forum that you know and love, but doing things a little differently.
And we will have a Petra Kucha for Design Week the first week of October.
Oh, that's great to hear. Great. Well, I hope you can come back on another time and talk about that in the future and about your lecture series in the fall. But in the meantime, good luck with Match by Design. I hope you get lots of excellent submissions. And thanks for being here today to talk with me.
Thanks, Shelley, for having us. I appreciate it.
Take care. Have a great day.
You too.